small kindness helps things get better for yourself and for all of us. Let's go kind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Here is where we celebrate live performance culture and activism in the arts. Joining me tonight in the studio, Mike Cobb and Leo Leibskin of Love Child. We're going to talk about an upcoming hurricane benefit show and other things. Right now, let's kick things off. A little ditty, a ditty from my friends at the Bushwick Hotel. This is Graffiti of the Young Man's Mind. Was Graffiti of the Young Man's Mind from the Bushwick Hotel, based out of Brooklyn. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. Heads up, if you miss any of tonight's broadcast or you love it, you just got to hear it all over again. Tune in tomorrow at noon Eastern Daylight Time. Well, we still have daylight time for a rebroadcast. So here on the show, we celebrate live performance culture. I'd like to tell you about things you can go out and do, because I want you to go out and do the thing. Okay, for something a little different, technically falling under cabaret, every Thursday of this month at Pangea, 178 2nd Avenue, Tammy Faye Starlight has a run there. It's called Tammy Faye Sings the Jagger Richard Stewart Songbook. Those are on Thursday evenings after Here and Now. Go check it out. Pangea is a fun little place. Tammy Faye, she'll do these musical shows and productions that she really kind of embodies the performer whose music she's representing. She might be doing things a little differently for this one, but I've seen her do Nico. I've seen her do Marianne Faithful, and it was outstanding. So go check her out over at Pangea. Also tomorrow, Friday, October 6th, Mondo.nyc at the Delancey Presents. That's a big show happening tomorrow night. It's only $10 or free with a Mondo pass. Apparently you can get a pass to this like little mini fest. And I mentioned it to you especially because former guest Letters to Nepal are headlining. Go guys. Also, there's been a lot of news in the news. Natural disasters and their effects are ravaging millions of people in this part of the world and others as well. But there is a show specific to the benefit of the citizens of Puerto Rico going on next week. It's called Boricua Aid, a relief benefit for the people of Puerto Rico. It's at the Red Room, 85 East 4th Street, on the third floor. Actually, it's going on this week. It stars former Here and Now guest Michelle Carlo, also Stephen Guerrero, David Arroyo, Glenn Heroy, Nelson Lugo, and the Term Circus. So go check that out. My guests here tonight, partially, not just because they're awesome, but because you guys have put together a benefit for, Mike was part of this and kind of the organizer behind it. And Leo, you're one of the many artists on the bill. This started out as a response to Harvey, but it's kind of, hot on the heels of Harvey was Irma, Maria, and now we have Nate coming our way. Nate, I just heard about Nate. There's a Nate, and it's coming for us. This particular benefit, do you want to tell us a little bit about it, Mike? This is benefiting, you've worded it very nicely, I think, and appropriately, victims of climate change.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a local Brooklyn-based musician, and I produce shows, put on shows all the time, and last year I did a few for the ACLU, and when the need arises, I know lots of cool, creative people who want to contribute and help. And with Harvey, a bunch of us felt the need to do something, and I got involved in a show up in Connecticut, my hometown, Norfolk, Connecticut. When we first started getting ready for that show, by the time we did the show, Irma was already coming through. So then a whole bunch of other things happened afterwards, as we all know. So I think the point is, people who are musicians, artists, creative types tend to be people who feel things in life, sensitive, and like to put their skills to something cool and positive and beneficial. And that's what those shows were about, and that's what this show is about, trying to raise money to help victims, not just in one place, but since climate change is a worldwide problem, that's why we put it on the poster.
And it's, as we were discussing before we went on the air, it's not going anywhere either. This is, we got another name,
It's not going anywhere. We are.
Yeah, it's climate change is, the effects of it are, we were talking about, I say it's here to stay, but this is something we're going to be dealing with long term, because we haven't dealt with it long term. And so I think it's a really important thing. There's power in words, and wording it this way. You're saying, yeah, there's climate change. It's real. And there's still, climate change, we've called it different things over the years. Like when I was a kid growing up, we called it the greenhouse effect and stuff. No one denied it was happening. We disagreed maybe on what to do about it. But like now we have this whole wave of it's propaganda. Like say, hey, no, these massive storms all in a, like three or four in a row. Yeah, it's not because anything's happening with our atmosphere, but.
It was 80 degrees today.
Yes, it was. It was 80 degrees today.
Casually.
Yeah. And it was, 50 on Saturday. And
Yeah, and of course, with this whole administration working hard to deny science and reality, we wanted to put it front and center on the poster. Because
right.
this is, like you say, something that's not going away, that needs to be dealt with. And at least, you know, big picture, oof, that's a tough one. But at least to try and help people in need right now, that's a lot of what the show is about, but also bringing people together in a positive way to do something fun, you know, to do it through the vehicle of music. So that's the idea.
You can go out, have a good time.
Exactly.
The lineup is great. Also, this is happening. I would be remiss if I didn't remind everybody. This is happening on October the 14th. I
believe. Correct.
That's a Saturday. It's happening at the Jalopy Theater, and it starts at 8.
Yes, Saturday, October 14th at 8 p.m. At the Jalopy Theater on Columbia Street, which some people call Red Hook, some people call Carroll Gardens West, but it's down there on Columbia Street by the BQE.
It's Red Hook.
Thank you, sir. It's Red Hook.
Red Hook,
it totally
yeah.
is. The Jalopy is becoming a recurring thing. Yes, you can. It's not far from the train at Red Hook. So people on the bit... The bill includes some former guests of the show, Emma DeCourcy and Johnny Litiera, Love Child, which is the band that Leo fronts. You're actually headlining this. Congratulations. Alistair Audison, who was supposed to be here tonight but couldn't make it. We have some music from him we can listen to coming up. Mike Cobb and the Crevulators, Alex Battles, Fatboy, and then Fatboy Wilson and Old Viejo Bones, which is just like the... great name.
Yeah, especially when you meet them.
Old Viejo Bones.
And all this, it's $10, I believe, admission. And
yes.
Which is, I mean, $10 to see these bands, people, even if it wasn't going a good cause. I mean, come on, get out of the house, go.
Exactly. You've got six amazing bands, tons of talent. That's six, right?
That's six right there. We can count still.
Yeah.
Yes. It's that kind of day, people. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like what you're listening to, I encourage you to keep listening, but also I encourage you to flirt with that donate button. We're a 501c3. Get your write-offs on. Speaking of donations and things, All Hands Volunteers is the name of the organization. This is one from like Harvey Benefit to like Victims of Global Climate Change Phenomenon Benefit. There is an organization, though, that the proceeds are going to. Do you want to tell us a little bit about All Hands Volunteers?
Yeah, All Hands Volunteers is a fantastic organization dedicated to rebuilding communities that have gone through natural disasters, generally speaking. They're global, which means national and international. I know about them because my childhood friend, who I've known since I was about 13 at least, Sarah Hannafin, who is from my hometown of Norfolk, Connecticut, works for this organization, All Hands. And I've gotten to know about the organization through her over the years and the good work that she does and they do. And so they will go down to communities that have been devastated by a hurricane or an earthquake, and they'll help with the cleanup, rebuilding, and preparing for the future as well. And so they're really an awesome organization. And I chose that charity specifically because I know what they do and I know people who work there. And so I thought it made a lot of sense in that way.
So if you've been thinking, I want to give or want to share or do something about all this horrible stuff that's been going on to people, check out All Hands Volunteers. That's a good jump off spot. That's a good place to go to because they go in everywhere. And they go in there, it sounds like. They actually go in there and get some stuff done in there.
Yeah, and if you want to participate too, you can do that. Because it, volunteers is in the name. If you did want to get involved, there's like a screening and a training process, and then they would have you pay your own way, your own flight. But once you're there, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they take care of your, accommodation and meals and all that. But basically, that's part of how it works, too. You can contribute money online, but you can also get directly involved. Although, again, it might be...
You might know somebody who wants to volunteer. You can buy them in a flight. Do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can fund somebody to go and do the stuff maybe you're not able to or, for whatever reason. So thank you so much for telling us all this information about this show coming up. But you guys are here to play, and we'll talk about your own, what you're doing musically and what you guys are up to. Do you... I'm doing this.
first right now?
Sure, I'll do one, and you want to do one?
Go for it.
All right,
so when we did this, when Harvey came through, me and a bunch of friends got together on their show at this really great venue in my hometown of Norfolk, Connecticut called Infinity Hall, and we were thinking, we've got to do something for Texas. Of course, it became much more than Texas, but so we started looking at musicians from Texas, iconic musicians like Willie Nelson, and another one is this guy named Doug Somm who doesn't get as much as many accolades as perhaps someone like Willie Nelson, but was hugely influential from the 60s on up. And there is sort of an interesting story too, because this summer when 45 pardoned Joe Arpaio in Arizona, which was really, you know, gross and shameful, a friend of mine posted this article on Facebook about how this same Sheriff Joe had busted this very guy, Doug Somm, for weed back in the day in Texas. So it was just kind of funny how Doug's always been an influence for me, and he's sort of known as one of the original cosmic cowboys, and just he sort of embodies this Tex-Mex sound of San Antonio and blends all these really great styles. He later went on to play with groups like Texas Tornadoes and all sorts of fantastic groups. Uncle Tupelo, who later split and became Wilco, and Sunvolt covered one of his songs called Key to My Heart. So anyway, he's been hugely influential on a lot of people, on me as well, and I've always enjoyed his music, and they just sort of circled back historically to this guy, Joe Arpaio, who was in the news, and this little story my friend posted sort of inspired me to write a song for this event, for this hurricane event. So that's right. The backstory on this song.
Okay.
Kind of long, I know. Sorry.
Corpus Christi, 72, Stetson hat and red wing boots, bloodshot eyes, long greasy hair, king of the cosmic cowboys there. Thank you. such a strange new time. And evil rules over people blind. Bring back Tug and Freddy too, so we can all get back in the groove.
That was great. I love how you Arpaio gets called a wicked prick at the end of that. That's icing on the cake right there. And he's the kind of guy who would say, be like, yeah, someone wrote a song about me.
Yeah. Well, got to get your digs in where you can, I guess.
You totally missed the fact that it's like, I'm calling you out, man.
Yeah.
So Leo's here. Leo, you front a group called Love Child.
That's
and you
true.
Got some stuff out now, and I know you guys want to play a little bit together.
Yeah, sure.
I'll tune you up, Leo, because I think...
Cool, thanks. I'd just like to say thanks for having me.
Of course.
And thanks, Mike, for inviting me and having me on the show.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess I'd just like to say thanks. Should I stay here? Or?
Yeah, stay right there.
Let's see. So, as someone who didn't organize this show and is that just kind of hopping on the bill at request because it seems like a dope show, and yeah, I mean, also, what I'd like to say on the political side of things is that so I'm 24 years old, which is young. And, you know, I'm still figuring out how to pay my rent in New York every day, every month, whatever, every year. So, you know, and I've thought a lot about, as someone who grew up in a very, I guess for lack of a better word, liberal background, in New York City with parents who took me to marches and this and that, Now that I'm coming to, I guess, coming into my own adulthood as a musician, I've been playing music my whole life. I've always considered myself a musician, and it's been the forefront of my life. I have at least tried to make a point of bringing the political into my music, although it's hard sometimes. And personally, as a songwriter, you know, I've been writing songs for 13 years now, and I started very young. And when I was younger, it was easier to just write about anything. I could write about politics. I used to write about stuff that I'd never experienced before. Now that I'm older, feel like an adult a little bit, I definitely struggle to write about things that aren't kind of like in front of me in my life. You know, I like to write in metaphors. But I still have trouble, you know, writing about things that are distant. So I guess sometimes I'm still figuring out how to put the political into my work. Sometimes, you know. But I like to try to combine the political with the personal as much as I can. And so how that translates to doing this show is you know, at 24, like I said, when if I don't have the means or the money to go out and spend my time helping people, I guess the least I can do is try to make people feel good and feel heard, feel like someone, feel like they can sympathize with something they hear for themselves, if that makes sense. So I'll try to play some songs that make you guys feel a little bit. This is called Dreamers, and it's about, I don't know. You can answer that question for yourself. All right.
The signal comes from the edge of town. They got them borders covered all around. Sun's gone missing and the air is cold. A lonesome whistle someplace far off blows. They got the numbers, they know the score. Don't ask no questions cause the floor ain't yours. Caught in another drift and waiting on the wind to shift. And all the dreamers hide on a runaway train. Cause everything is always gonna stay the same. Gotta hold on tight to what you think you can change. Well, everybody says that it's a hell of a world. But you gotta dream. You can make it if you try, they claim. Just stay on track with a head full of steam. But where's the money? Where's the cash? Got nothing much besides this half-smoked stash. Stuck in the mud again. I'm trying to work it out if I can. Cause all the dreamers hide on a runaway train. And everything is always gonna stay the same. Gotta hold on tight to what you think you can change. Well, everybody is hustling for a little fun. Until tomorrow and another day's begun. Got a letter this morning. Half an hour long. Making sure that I know damn well my rights and all my wrongs. Cause all the dreamers hide on a runaway train. And everything is always gonna stay the same. Gotta hold on tight to what you think you can change. All the dreamers hide on a runaway train. And everything is always gonna stay the same. Gotta hold on tight to what you think you can change.
Woo.
Yes.
Thanks. Dreamers. Yeah, one thing you said, you mentioned, you know, it's politics and the personal, you know, I think, sometimes politics is personal. It's like,
absolutely.
Especially let's say, for example, healthcare. It's like, oh, healthcare. No, well, your health is a very personal kind of thing. Like how you feel, your body. That's you know, it's a very personal kind of thing. That's why I think it's part of why you have medical privacy rules. You know, so no, that's a personal thing. And so when people talk about, that's why people get so upset, like, you know, when you politicize, you know, healthcare or access to it, like that, yeah, it is personal. There's kind of certain things when it really affects how people feel, like the way they feel when they get out of bed and walk down the street and you know, try to eat or sleep. That when there's policy out there that affects that in ways that are harsh, politics, they are personal. I want to talk to you guys about a little bit about your music now. We're talking all about the politics and everything. So yeah, you mentioned you wrote a you're a musician, obviously you're a musician. but sure. Yeah, you're from New York then, and you kind of had some politically, you know, involved active parents and stuff, and you've been writing for a while, and you feel like you're writing some... How did you... you want to tell us a little bit about Love Child, too? How you came together with Love Child and developed the sound that you have, which has to be very...
So, I play with a five-piece band. I'm a front man, and I write... I mean, we play some covers sometimes, but we pretty much play all my songs. Actually, Mike and I share a drummer.
Oh,
so that's how we know each other.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Shout out, Daryl.
Shout out, Daryl. I don't know you, but something tells me I'm going to know you sometime this year.
But I've been playing as like a solo musician since I was a teenager. I started playing on Lower East Side when I was 15. And that was fun. Didn't really know what I was doing. But I wrote a lot of songs. We still play songs that I wrote when I was a teenager. Met my band after I dropped out of college. Moved back to New York. I went to school in Ohio for 2 years. Came home. Went on a... I'm going to bring up politics again. I did this thing called the Tour on Poverty that I started when I was at college as a prize, a school project, where I basically went around the country and I played shows, and wherever I played a show, if I made $150 in Dallas, Texas, then I would take that $150, donate it to some kind of organization in Dallas.
Wow. That's
so I did that for a while.
Arts is activism right there. You know, you're really like hands-on direct action there.
Definitely. And I did that for a while, although, you know, I raised a lot of money to do it. And then I did it twice. The second time was longer. I played a lot of shows. I came home and I was like, hard driving in my car by myself and playing music by myself, especially at 20 years old. So I decided to try to find a band and stuff and moved back to New York, and eventually I met two guys who are still in my band now. We've been playing together, three of us, for maybe 3 years now, maybe a little more, I don't even know, and just kind of built the project. We've played with a number of different lineups, but for the last year and a half, we've had the same four or five piece, depending on whether our keyboardist is there or not. Sometimes he is.
And the music is available on streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify.
For the last month, we've had music on streaming services.
And things are downloadable on iTunes?
iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music,
nice.
Wherever you listen to music. You can find it SoundCloud.
Great. That's fantastic.
It's out there. But there's a lot of Love Childs. So find the one where the front man is a skinny guy with curly brown hair and it doesn't sound like a hardcore band. you got us.
They rock, but they're not quite the hardcore metal band. That's another one. Mike, do you want to tell us a little bit? You've got a project. You're Mike Cobb and the Crevelators. Tell us about that, because that sounds...
Sure. Yeah. I'm from northwestern Connecticut, where people... oftentimes blue collar people like to talk about cars and roadways, and it's sort of poking a little bit of fun at that. Word is a made up word.
I was wondering if there's an automotive reference in Crevelators, because it kind of sounds
sort of like carburetor. Yeah. You know, but like, you know, the idea is like something that makes an engine go. But you know, where I'm from, everybody's always talking about how to get from here to there, and it's sort of laughing in my own way, laughing at that a little bit. No disrespect, because I'm from there, but so it's a little bit of that. And I've got Southern roots, so there's kind of a Southern twang to some of my music. And yeah, it sort of started out as like sort of punky rockabilly, but I like every kind of music if it's good and got soul. Like, who's this right now? Tina Irwin?
Yes, it is. Oh, it's Tina Irwin. You know them.
Yeah, I love music from all around the world, and these guys are amazing. But anyway, so over the years, everything's gone into the mix, and these days I'm calling it Eclecticana, because for a while it was like Americana, then I'm like, nah.
Pretty good way to describe it. Even just what you just played for us now, because it's got that elements of Americana, but it's there's a twist on it because what are you singing about? And
yeah. Plus, I speak Spanish. Sometimes I sing in Spanish, and I find it really interesting how, like, I have this idea. It's not my idea, but that every country has its own country music, and I don't mean country and Western, but their own simple, rootsy music, like these guys right now, who are amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting, and what we share musically, that music can be a commonality, at least in the sense that you're, like, producing sound and it's coming from your soul and it can come out really different sounding like these guys, but these guys are kind of earthy, and I like that, although I like all kinds of music again. So anyway, I'm calling it Eclecticana now. It's my Cobb and the Crevulators, but I do a couple other side projects. I got this one with a friend and buddy of mine. We're calling the Boot Heel Boss Gobblers, and that's a whole nother thing. Boot Heel Boss Gobblers.
Boss Gobblers. Yeah. I like that. That name.
Yeah, there's stories behind all of these. But anyway, I enjoy being part of the music scene here in New York, whether, mainly in Brooklyn, and there's just so many cool people to meet. And like Leo was saying, we share this drummer, Daryl, really great guy, and you meet people like that.
Daryl and I met on Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's Craigslist.
The only good Craigslist meeting I've ever had.
You can still find it seems like musicians can still find each other on Craigslist.
Yeah.
If they're looking for each other, honestly.
I didn't think so, but
yeah.
Or another guest you had here, Emma DeCourcy. I met her on a show. Elaine Jenkins, I met on a show. So that's a great part about getting out there and being, just
right.
Active.
Why it's so important to live performance is important. It's not just like a great experience for the audience member, but for the performer, that's when you go out and connect with people. And connecting with other people and being around other artists is what's going to inspire you, and really great magical things can happen if certain people are in the same room or space at the right time. I've seen it happen on the show where it's like just stuff kind of happens and it's really magical, and that's the beauty of live performance, when this magic kind of happens. On that note, I'm going to take a little bit of a music break.
Yeah,
we're going to come back in a few minutes in honor of climate change is a talk theme here. We're going to kick this off a little something from Out of System Transfer. This is called The River.
Deep in, you can't hold back no more. You can't rain against the tide. and pulls up around your ankles. You might start to understand. A river don't just come from one way. It's seeping up through the land. I said, Renetta, damn, gonna break. I said, Renetta, time gonna flow. I said, Renetta, river gonna wash away your precious land. Go, I said, Renetta, damn, gonna break. I said, Renetta, tide gonna flow. I said, Renetta, river gonna wash away your precious land. It goes, it goes, it goes.
My time.
back. We heard The River from Out of System Transfer, followed by Voice of the Voiceless from Rage Against the Machine, and then Get It Right from Maganya, a former guest of Here and Now. Also, I would encourage you all to tune in tomorrow for the rebroadcast. Stick around for Frequency Theory that starts at 8 o'clock with Tom Tenney. Also, next week on Here Now TBA, week after, big, because I love getting people together and I might be a little ambitious or out of my mind. They're in honor of the 100th live episode of Here and Now. We're having a homecoming show. All prior guests have been invited to return. Yes, I still have to do this in 1 hour. It's going to be pandemonium, mayhem. It's going to be like a virtual music arts festival on your little internet radio. So as we start to wind down here, you guys had a little bit more music for us?
Sure, I got another one. Should I just do it?
Just go ahead. We've got Mike and Mike and Leo are going to get in on this one here. What's it called?
It's called Get Around It. It's about all problems of the world today. before I forget, anybody who's listening, please come to this show Saturday, October 14th at the Jalopy Theater. Leo and I will be there with our bands and a whole bunch of other great groups, and it's for a great cause to benefit victims of climate change around the world, and all proceeds go to All Hands Volunteers.
And check out All Hands Volunteers and see the kind of work they do and how you can help them out.
Yes. All right. Anyway, Get Around It.
Get around.
being here tonight. Once again, the big show is at the Jalopy Theater on Columbia Street in Brooklyn and Red Hook. Yes, we're calling it. It's Red Hook. On Saturday the 14th at 8, killer lineup, $10 admission. Proceeds go to help people who have been affected by natural disasters recently and to an organization that does a lot of really good work around the world because it's global climate change, not just climate change. Thank you, Mike Cobb. Thank you, Leo, for being here. I invite you back.
Thanks for having us.
Again.
Thank
with
you.
Your bands. We'll rock out. Stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney. Check out the rebroadcast tomorrow at noon. This will be up next week on Podomatic. Links will be available. So we're going to just chill out right now. Check out a little bit of TV on the radio. This is Halfway Home. Thanks for listening.
The lazy way they turn your head into a rest stop for the dead and it all in gold and blue and gray. The efforts to allay your dread in spite of all you knew and said were hard to see and harder still to say. A comfort blush, a lasting lead was sent to quell your sentiment and keep your trembling scent will hang at bay. And when
the river run. Day to day, America eats its young. In the feet are women. There is a gap, so why we all for swimming? Drowning.
Get down
and get it. Got it going on with it, sister. A man to take a stand, understand. It takes a woman to make a stronger man.
As we both get strong.
They call me a crazy Asiatic while I'm singing a song. Oh, oh my God, oh, my Lord, I can't hold back. So I get exact on the track. It's an
eye for eye,
two for two, forget about me.